At about 6 o'clock in the evening, thunder and lightning are filling the skies around the Springfield Area Parent and Child Center. In fact, there's a tornado warning. But that doesn't deter a half dozen child care workers from showing up for this workshop in early literacy by Laura Lawson Tucker, an outreach trainer for the Vermont Humanities Council.
What I would say is what research is showing us and has shown us for many years now is that what young children need more than anything is real interaction with real people, strong relationships, and the heart of those relationships is language. And the crux of that is that we want our children to know that, number one, they have trusting relationships, and within that, they will venture out into this world of language, feel brave and courageous to learn and be a learner.
It's not enough, Lawson Tucker tells her students, to plunk kids down in a circle, demand silence, and read at them. Much better, she advises, to let them act stories out and sing them with sweeping gestures.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain.
Among the adults singing this popular ditty is an employee of the Learning Garden, a local child care center certified to educate children for the Springfield School District. Lauren Wallace earned her BA in psychology from Keene State College before realizing she wanted to work with small children. So on the job, and in training sessions like this, she's had to add skills she hadn't learned in college.
A little bit, because we did kind of the development pieces of child development and very kind of touched on it for my general psych classes. But coming here and doing the trainings, I got so much more through the trainings than I did in my psychology classes.
At this training session, she's learning from Laura Lawson Tucker how kids need to interact with the people who read to and with them.
Those kinds of real experiences are getting lost and getting taken over by time with iPads or whatever it might be.
At the end of the workshop, she gives each teacher a stack of children's books to take back to their centers. One is called Press Here. Each page presents colorful circles that are not electronic, but do resemble buttons on electronic toys.
What do you think some children will expect? You tell me.
They're going to want some kind of instant gratification from pressing that button.
Right, so be curious and interesting to see what happens when...
What their reaction is.
Yes, what are their reactions and what happens when this isn't electronic, when they figure out that it's not, this is actually not an electronic device, this is a book. What's their response to that?
That's their homework assignment for next week's session. This is one of many workshops and classes offered to child care workers throughout the state. Many are provided through the Northern Lights Career Development Center. Northern Lights issues certificates to people working in the field who meet education and experience requirements and have a current professional development plan. The levels range from 45 hours of training to a master's degree. Over 700 certificates have been issued since 2008, but Northern Lights Director Nancy Sugarman says Vermont could still do better when it comes to training the teachers of our young children.
Especially compared to some other states that have really said all early childhood providers need to have a college degree, and we're going to put our money behind making sure they all have access to it. Our access to college degrees with an early childhood license has actually shrunk over the years.
Early educators can earn their licenses through state-approved baccalaureate programs, or an applicant who holds a BA degree can take an alternate route, known as peer review. Not every child care worker has the time and money required to get those credentials, but there are grants and other forms of assistance to support professional development. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.